Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Growth Mindset Workbook for Kids by Peyton Curley is a guided activity workbook for children ages 8 to 12 that focuses on social-emotional learning through the lens of growth. Mindset. Written by a former teacher, the book is designed to help young readers understand that abilities can improve through practice, effort, reflection, and persistence. Rather than presenting the idea as abstract psychology, it translates growth mindset into accessible exercises, examples, and encouragement that children can use in daily life. The format is practical and interactive, with 55 activities aimed at creative thinking, problem-solving, resilience, and confidence. Public descriptions consistently emphasize kid-friendly language, flexible thinking, and learning from mistakes. The workbook also includes motivating success stories that show children applying these ideas to real challenges and goals. Its overall purpose is not only to explain growth mindset, but to help children practice it in ways that make learning feel hopeful, active, and personally meaningful at home, in school, or in supportive counseling settings. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, making growth mindset understandable for children. One of the book's most important strengths is its effort to make growth mindset understandable for children, rather than leaving it as an adult concept. Public descriptions of the workbook emphasize a kid-friendly approach with advice and examples designed specifically for ages 8 to 12. That matters because children often hear encouragement such as try harder or believe in yourself without being shown what those ideas mean in practice. This workbook appears to bridge that gap by presenting growth mindset as a way of thinking that connects effort, learning, and improvement. Instead of treating talent as fixed, it encourages children to see challenges as chances to develop new skills. The educational value lies in how it simplifies a powerful idea without making it simplistic. Children are invited to notice their thoughts, reactions, and habits around schoolwork, mistakes, and personal goals. This kind of framing can help them move from discouragement toward curiosity. For parents and educators, the book's accessible language is especially useful because it creates common vocabulary around persistence, flexible thinking, and self-improvement. In that sense, the workbook functions as both an introduction to growth mindset and a practical guide for turning that mindset into everyday behavior. Secondly, using activities to build creative and flexible thinking, the workbook is centered on 55 hands-on activities, and this structure is a key part of its effectiveness. Rather than relying on long explanations, the book uses participation to help children absorb its ideas. Public summaries consistently note that the exercises encourage children to think creatively, solve problems, dream big, and expand their minds. This suggests a workbook built around active learning, where children are not just reading about resilience or confidence, but practicing habits that support them. For the target age group, this interactive format is particularly important because it matches how many children learn best through doing, reflecting, and responding. Activities can make abstract social-emotional skills feel manageable and concrete. They also allow children to connect the book's lessons to their own experiences, which strengthens retention and personal relevance. The emphasis on creativity is especially notable because growth mindset is often reduced to effort alone. This book appears to frame mindset more broadly, linking it to flexible thinking and open-ended problem solving. That gives it educational depth. It encourages children to approach situations with curiosity instead of fear and to see multiple possibilities instead of one right answer. In practice, this can support both academic learning and emotional adaptability. Thirdly, learning to bounce back from mistakes. A central theme in the workbook is resilience, especially the ability to recover from mistakes without losing confidence. Public descriptions repeatedly mention bouncing back from mistakes as one of the book's major learning goals. This is important because children in the 8 to 12 age range are often becoming more aware of comparison, performance, and fear of failure. A workbook focused on growth mindset can help interrupt the belief that mistakes prove inability. Instead, it can teach that errors are part of learning and that setbacks offer useful information. That message is at the heart of social-emotional development and helps children build healthier responses to challenge. The workbook format likely supports this by guiding children through reflection and practice, rather than simply telling them to stay positive. That distinction matters. Real resilience develops when children learn how to reframe frustration, keep going, and notice progress over time. The book's focus on a can-do attitude does not seem to deny difficulty, but to place difficulty within a larger process of growth. For parents, teachers, and counselors, this is one of the most valuable aspects of the book. It provides a developmentally appropriate way to discuss perseverance, emotional recovery, and self-belief without turning the subject into a lecture. Fourthly, connecting mindset to goals, progress, and confidence. Another important topic in the book is the connection between mindset and personal goals. public descriptions note that the activities encourage children to dream big, celebrate successes, and work toward goals. This gives the workbook a practical direction beyond general encouragement. Growth mindset becomes meaningful when children can apply it to something specific, whether that is improving in school, learning a new skill, or handling a difficult situation with more confidence. By linking effort and reflection to goal setting, the book appears to help children understand that progress often happens step by step. Celebrating success is also an important feature because it reinforces improvement rather than perfection. For children, confidence grows more sustainably when it is based on noticing effort, learning, and persistence rather than only on immediate results. This approach can also help reduce all or nothing thinking, where children feel successful only if they do something perfectly. Instead, the workbook seems to support a broader definition of achievement that includes trying, learning, adapting, and continuing. That makes the book useful not only for motivation, but also for emotional balance. It teaches children that confidence is something they can build through action and reflection, which aligns closely with the larger goals of growth mindset education. Lastly, a useful social-emotional learning tool for home and school. The book stands out as more than a personal workbook because it is also positioned as a practical resource for adults who support children. Public information consistently identifies parents, educators, and mental health professionals as part of its audience. That broad usefulness reflects the book's place within social-emotional learning materials. It is designed to be used in homes, classrooms, and supportive care settings where children need structured ways to talk about effort, frustration, motivation, and self-belief. This matters because growth mindset is most effective when children encounter the same messages across environments. A workbook that can support guided conversation as well as independent activity has clear value. The inclusion of real-life success stories also strengthens this role, since examples can help children see that these skills are not just theoretical. They can be practiced by ordinary kids facing everyday challenges. For teachers, such material can complement classroom work on perseverance and problem-solving. For parents, it offers a constructive way to discuss learning habits and emotional responses. For counselors or support professionals, it provides age-appropriate prompts for reflection and skill building. In this sense, the workbook serves as a flexible sell tool that combines accessibility, structure, and positive reinforcement in a way that suits multiple learning contexts. In conclusion, Growth Mindset Workbook for Kids is best suited for children ages 8 to 12, along with the adults who guide their learning and emotional development. It is especially useful for parents who want practical ways to encourage perseverance, for teachers looking to support social-emotional learning in an engaging format, and for counselors or child-focused professionals who need approachable materials on resilience and self-belief. The book's main benefit is that it turns a widely discussed educational idea into direct practice. Instead of only explaining growth mindset, it gives children activities that help them explore challenges, mistakes, goals, and progress in concrete ways. That makes the lessons easier to understand and more likely to be remembered. Within its category, the workbook stands out because it combines hands-on exercises with a clear child-centered tone and real-world encouragement. It does not appear to rely on theory alone or on generic motivational language. Its emphasis on creativity, flexible thinking, and celebrating progress gives it a broader developmental value than a simple school success guide. For families and educators seeking a constructive, age-appropriate introduction to growth mindset, this workbook offers a realistic and encouraging resource that supports both learning habits and emotional growth. If you would like to support Peyton Curley, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.